Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond, and welcome to year 2014. I've gathered some information from a couple of books that I have that I thought might be a good piece of information for the day of the first of 2014. And, you know, we give lots of positive comments about, okay, here's what you should do to be better. Here's what you should do to improve. And so I wanted to start out with just the opposite of this. This young man who wrote this book, the title of the book is Dream Big, Act Big, and he's done all kinds of things in his life that he was successful. And he has a list of some main strategies to being a world-class loser. Now, I think this applies whether we have a job or whether we're retired and we're just getting on with life. But he says, main strategies to being a world-class loser, quite a long list. Complain and whine about everything. I'll make sure you don't have too many friends if you do that. Blame others. Point your finger at conspiracy. Do only enough to keep your job or take care of yourself and your home and your family. Spend more than you make. Quit everything on the first try. Never follow through on your promises. Belittle others and gossip about others. This is a list of being a world-class loser. Be a chronic pessimist. Get angry and mean easily. Think you are superior to others. Take advantage of others. Lie, cheat, and steal. Abuse people and animals. Again, this is the list of main strategies to being a world-class loser. Mooch off your friends and families. Play games on your computer or other techie kind of thing all the time. All your free time at home, at work. Expect someone else to do it. Sleep until noon? That's okay once in a while, but not every day. Use the phrase, it's not my job. Drink till you fall down. Eat till you can't get up. A list of ways to be a world-class loser, whether you're a young person starting out on a job or you're getting near the end of your life and just living each day. Well, on a more positive note, Dr. Bernie S. Siegel has put a book out that's called 365 Prescriptions for the Soul, and he has daily messages related to every day of the year. And some of them are, you know, don't necessarily apply to the particular day, but this one does because it's talking about a new year. He thinks this term is an oxymoron. How can you have a new year? You're the same person, and the world doesn't start again with a clean slate. Your troubles don't disappear. People don't forgive you for what you did the year before. Unless you have amnesia, your life is anything but new when you awaken on the first day of the year, this morning. It is simply a way of measuring the passage of time. So why make such a big fuss about it? Well, there is a reason for that. The truth lies in our desire to be reborn, to start again, to make resolutions and changes that we can live up to. Then why wait for a certain date to start a new year? Why can't tomorrow be New Year's Day? And maybe it is. Dr. Siegel says, I see it every day in my role as a physician. People learn they have a limited time to live and they start their new year behavior. They move, change jobs, spend more time with those they love, stop worrying about what everyone else thinks of them, and start to celebrate life. They are grateful for the time they have to enjoy life, and they stop whining about what they wish had happened during the past year. Just an added note, sounds like a pretty good prescription for every day. That is, again, be grateful, enjoy life, stop whining and wishing about what happened in the past. So when every evening is New Year's Eve and every day you awaken is a New Year's Day, you're living life as it was intended. That's Dr. Siegel's prescription for the soul. So let's hope that, you know, you might have celebrated last night or you might just have gone to bed and said, it is another day. But whatever day it is, celebrate the New Year's Eve. You remember, he's saying every day is a new day. And start to live your life in the new year. But remember to celebrate the next night and all that follows as well. So, best wishes to you in starting that new year every day and not carrying out on that list of strategies to become a world-class loser. Have a great day today and every day after this.